This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
After the Funeral by Agatha Christie, read by Hugh Fraser. Old Lanscombe moved totteringly from room to room, pulling up the blinds. Now and then he peered with screwed-up, rheumy eyes through the windows. Soon they would be coming back from the funeral. He shuffled along a little faster. There were so many windows. Enderby Hall was a vast Victorian house built in the Gothic style. In every room the curtains were of rich, faded brocade or velvet. Some of the walls were still hung with faded silk. In the green drawing-room, the old butler glanced up at the portrait above the mantelpiece of old Cornelius Abernethy, for whom Enderby Hall had been built. Cornelius Abernethy's brown beard stuck forward aggressively. His hand rested on a terrestrial globe, whether by desire of the sitter or as a symbolic conceit on the part of the artist, no one could tell. A very forceful-looking gentleman, so old Lanscombe had always thought, and was glad that he himself had never known him personally. Mr. Richard had been his gentleman. A good master, Mr. Richard, and taken very sudden he'd been, though, of course, the doctor had been attending him for some little time. Ah, but the master had never recovered from the shock of young Mr. Mortimer.